Hello everyone and welcome to session 3 of Meditation for Life, a 3-part introduction. Today's final session is called A Meditation Case Study, and we're going to explore the kind of powerful transformations that many people experience through meditation. Here's your host, aboutmeditation.com co-founder Morgan Dix.
Welcome to part 3 of Meditation for Life, a 3-part introduction. My name is Morgan Dix, and I'm a co-founder here at aboutmeditation.com. And if you listen to the first 2 sessions of this series, I want to thank you for all your comments and feedback. We've loved connecting with you about this topic and have so appreciated your enthusiasm. Thank you so much. So in the previous sessions, we talked about how meditation can serve as a powerful antidote to stress, anxiety, and a lot of the pressure we all feel in modern life, and how that pressure, it creates a kind of tunnel vision that defines a lot of our life, and it limits our sense of self, our enjoyment of life, and really our sense of what's possible. And we explored how meditation, it can lift you up and out of that narrow perspective, and it shows you a different, more expansive, richer, really a more mindful way to be in the world. I've been meditating myself for over 20 years, and it's a practice that frankly I can't live without. It never stops evolving, and to this day it continues to be a rich source of daily insight for me. So today's session is broken into 3 parts. First, I want to share with you, for lack of a better word, let's call it a case study. In particular, I want to share with you a recording I took from my partner here at aboutmeditation.com, longtime meditator Tom Burchard. He shares the impact that meditation had on him when he started practicing several decades ago. In part 2, I want to answer some of your questions and speak to some of the primary issues and concerns that people have when they start meditating. And then finally, in part 3, I want to share with you how you can embrace meditation yourself in your life and really make it a lasting habit and a lifelong source of peace and presence and perspective, one that can help you overcome the stress and anxiety of modern life. And even more than that, it can help you create an oasis of nourishing, rejuvenating silence in the middle of our hyper-stimulated culture. And in the final part, I'm going to share with you a special opportunity that I think you're going to be interested in. So now, let's dive into our case study. My good friend and co-founder here at aboutmeditation.com is Tom Burchard. He started meditating when he was a young man. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that the effects of meditation on Tom's life were pretty dramatic. This is what I've noticed. Although we all come to meditation for different reasons, we often discover the same thing, and more often than not, that discovery is transformative. So I asked Tom to share his experience with us, and this is what he had to say about it.
So I started meditating initially for curiosity about spirituality and looking for spiritual experience, but the immediate results were actually unexpected and something that really took me by surprise. So I'm going to focus on that today. And basically happened to me, I was 15 years old. I was a teenager, typical teenager. I had just been moved from a very large public school setting to a new private school for 11th grade, my junior year, and didn't know anybody at the school. Socially, I was very intimidated. Academically, I was intimidated because standards were much higher at this school. And also, I sort of felt forced to join the football team, which I hadn't really done since I was younger. So I was basically put into a whole bunch of new situations. And was not feeling particularly confident in my ability to be good at any of those areas. So that was sort of my start to school. With my interest in meditation, I ended up finding a couple of other kids in school that also were interested in meditation. And it turned out that they were students of transcendental meditation and very highly recommended it. And I looked into it a little bit, decided, sure, why not? At that time, it was only $35. And I told my parents about it. And in an effort to be supportive, they got the whole family. We all went down and learned TM. So that was sort of the beginning of how that phase got started. The next thing was learning how to actually meditate. We were taught on the first day how to meditate. It was over a weekend. I went home for Saturday and Sunday and meditated four times, got up Monday morning and meditated again. This was probably about a month and a half into the new school situation. So I'd already had a few weeks where I was feeling pretty down about things. And much to my surprise, Monday morning going to the bus stop, which was always sort of a boring thing for me, I found myself very socially engaged with everybody at the bus stop, and my mood and my emotional state were just at a much higher pitch than I'd ever experienced before. And for no particular reason, I just felt free and I felt easy, and I just felt very connected to people and situations in a way that I had never felt before. And it was very easy for me to just kind of let go in a way that I'd never been able to do before. In a sense, you could say that my inhibitions were lowered because of this. There was a sort of feeling of drunkenness in a sense around it, although not in any way that would actually conflict with my ability to function. I was actually functioning better than I was before. I think more clearly. As the next few weeks went on, this only increased for me. And I found my entire social situation, academic situation, athletics, everything was really turning into a very positive experience. And I felt better and better about myself to the point where by the end of the year, I was elected to the student council and one of the leaders in the athletic department. And academically, my grades were never better. Eventually got into a pretty decent university as a result. So for me, it was a very transformational experience. And while I did have some what I would consider spiritual experiences, the most profound impact was really right away in my life and in this way that I'm describing. And today I meditate every day, and it's been 40 years. It's definitely one of the foundations of my day and my life. I normally meditate twice a day. It brings me to a place on a daily basis where I feel like I can reset, reboot, and just connect with who I am, bring my thoughts, any worries or concern about the day, I'm able to just let go of them. And I really wouldn't consider living without it. Highly recommend it to anybody.
So I hope you enjoyed that testimony from Tom. I love that story because it's so classic. The proverbial introvert suddenly emerges and finds out he has a lot to say and give, and he comes into himself. So some of you may have taken our short meditation mini course in the past 12 months. It's been really popular. I think almost 5,000 people have taken the course. And we've received tons of beautiful testimonies speaking to the power of meditation. And I wanted to read you one of my favorite quotes. It's short. It's from a young woman named Kate. And she wrote to us about her experience with meditation. This is what she said. Quote, "I must say that this was such an incredible experience, and I'm so thankful. This has opened my mind and led me down such a strong and powerful path in my life. I can truly say that it changed the person I was, and I will never be the same again. I look at things differently. Even colors seem brighter to me now. It led me to further my knowledge and try to awaken my consciousness even more. I want to so truly and sincerely thank you for this. So this was pretty incredible to hear, and I bet some of you who already meditate can totally resonate with Kate's sentiment here. And the truth is, we're very lucky here at aboutmeditation.com because we hear things like this a lot. We hear about the transformative impact that even the most simple meditation practices can have on people. And often, it can be something as simple as a breathing practice that someone does for 10 days or 20 days or 30 days, and suddenly they find they have access to a different part of themselves that's calm, that's still, that's filled with peace, that doesn't get ruffled by circumstance. We hear about this all the time. It's fantastic. So now let's transition into part two. So I really want to jump to part three of this session to share this special opportunity with you. But first, let's transition to part two. I want to revisit some of the challenges many of you have mentioned that you encounter when starting your meditation practice. We've talked about these in some of the previous sessions. So for example, you feel like you don't have enough time, or you don't know if you're doing it right. And even we hear that a lot of people just find that their minds are too busy to meditate. So those are all valid reasons and obstacles to starting your meditation practice. But I want to say none of them really needs to be an obstacle for you. So why is that? Okay, so for example, a lot of people suffer from this affliction that you just can't shut off your mind. It's just overstimulated all the time, and it's always going from one thing to another, and it's literally, there's no off switch. You can't turn it off. So that causes people a lot of anxiety and stress, and frequently people have trouble sleeping, or if they wake up in the middle of their night and their minds are going and they just can't shut it off, they don't have the tools to turn it off. Now, it's completely natural when you start to meditate for your mind to be racing. I've been meditating for 20 years and that still happens to me pretty regularly. But here's the thing, it doesn't need to be an obstacle, because one dimension of meditation that maybe not everyone speaks about is practice. Because with consistent practice, you start to find a part of yourself that is untouched and unfazed by all that noise in your head. And basically, you, through your practice, can learn how to relax in spite of all that noise. You can learn to be okay and deeply at ease, even if your mind isn't. And that is the beauty of meditation. You just need to give it a little time. So yes, it can be a little uncomfortable in the beginning when you're trying to sit still and your mind is going a million miles an hour. But you know what? With practice, that's going to change. And your tolerance for your racing mind, it's going to increase. And it will surprise you how that happens. So another issue is that a lot of people don't know if they're doing it right when they meditate. In fact, we've worked with people who have been meditating for as long as 5 or 6 years, and they're still confused about whether they're doing the right thing when they sit down to meditate. Now, here's the thing, and I mentioned this in the last session, you can't really have a wrong experience in meditation. You can only ever have the experience that you're having already right now. This is it. And meditation, it's not about your experience, and it's not about changing your experience. It's about how you relate to your experience. Those are two very different things. Because meditation teaches you how to stop reacting to your mind and your thoughts and your feelings. It's a kind of training for your attention to help you stop reacting all the time. And most of us, we're just in this constant reaction mode. That's that tunnel vision I've been talking about. The essence of that is a kind of almost unconscious reactivity. And like I said, in our modern life, that's very challenging because many of us are stuck in this kind of relentless tunnel vision and this push, 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 and we're reacting to everything all the time. But now we know that meditation can help us to pull ourselves out of that tunnel vision, to lift up and out of it into a broader, more spacious context and perspective. So now let's step back and take a look at the big picture. So you want to start a meditation practice, or you want to take your existing meditation practice to the next level, or you just want your meditation practice to be consistent. How are you going to do this? How are you going to embrace meditation as the powerful practice it is to counteract stress and anxiety, to expand your own perspective, to unlock your mind and your heart, and to get out of that tunnel vision? At About Meditation, we've always felt strongly that meditation isn't just about retreating to your cave or withdrawing from the world. I hope you get that from this seminar. On the contrary, our experience is that meditation is all about living a richer and deeper and more meaningful life. That's why we created this Meditation for Life seminar. And it's also why we created our Meditation for Life mini course. And that's what I'd really like to recommend to you in terms of moving forward from here. We've created a very simple course in 5 lessons. It's self-paced, and it will help you develop your own daily meditation practice. Now, it's just the basics, but that's the beauty of meditation. You can go really, really far with a solid foundation in the basic principles and the basic how-to of meditation. But for now, if this seminar has resonated with you, then I think you should try this mini course. And we've got a guarantee so that it takes all the risk out of it for you. If you don't feel that the course is right for you, if it's not the right course for you, we'll give you a full and total refund. So please check it out. Meditation for Life is all about enriching every day and ultimately every moment with a more present, more grounded, more centered, more awake and aware version of yourself. And I mean it, I could repeat this until the cows come home. Every time I meditate, it changes me. It brings me into contact with the richness of the present moment. And forgive me, I don't mean to be cheesy here, but it brings me in touch with the total miracle of being alive in our time on this planet with this life. So that's all I've got. Please check out the mini course. And one quick note so that no one gets confused. If you are listening to this, and if you've previously taken our How to Meditate mini course, then that is the same course I'm talking about. You should not sign up for the Meditation for Life mini course. Those are the same courses. And I know there are a lot of you. We've had over 6,000 people take that How to Meditate mini course. We've just renamed it. All right, great. So that's all I've got. I speak for myself and the whole team here. We feel completely honored to be part of your journey, and we hope to continue it with you. So thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. I hope to meet you online. Thank you, and take care.
Thank you for joining us for Meditation for Life, a 3-part introduction. We hope you've enjoyed this special series because we've enjoyed sharing it with you. What did you think of today's session? Please head on over to our private Facebook group called Meditation for Life. Just follow the link on the page below, request access to the group, and we'll let you in. Everyone's welcome, and we can continue the conversation there. Thanks again.